Oh, oh, Shay, little, such a
little
miss.
My rattle, pick it up. My rattle, on the floor. My rattle, pick it up. Or die, whoever fails to find my rattle dies. Very well, die. It's there, it's right beneath your eyes. I sometimes think frustrating me is a pleasure to you, the extraordinary lengths you go to simply to avoid obeying my instructions when obedience itself would cost you nothing. Obedience is quick, whereas recalcitrance takes hours. Think about it. Life's short. Bring it. Bring it quick. I see. Or do I? I may not see, but I do sense what your game is. You are hoping I will fly into a rage. This rage will entitle you to punish me. And why do you want to punish me? Because you do. Oh, yes, I know how much you want to punish me. Because I'm perfect. And the perfect, oh, the perfect, horrifies you. The perfect fills you with a burning shame. Fetch it. My rattle. Fetch the awful instrument of my authority. Well, I've been extravagant. I've shaken it when, strictly speaking, I did not require to. Oh, yes. Yes. I've even shaken it from boredom, arbitrarily, purely for effect. Oh, no more of that. From now on, I shake it rarely. This rare shaking will cause you to recognize the profound significance attaching to it. Oh, this rare shaking. For example, death. It might mean death. It might mean whoever hears it is condemned to death, swiftly and without the possibility of argument, dragged out, dragged down, dragged through the halls, the corridors, the stairs, skull-bumping spine, bruising deep into damp dark, where the drowning, out of earshot, where the strangling, never a note, the stamping out of brains is. A leaf blowing over the tiles? It might mean that. I wonder why I did not die. Some infants do. Some pay a visit to the world, open their eyes and find it unsatisfactory. Such refinement, such discernment, such a capacity for dissent. This place offends us from our first breath. How silly speech is. How silly when all it really means is... As an infant, struggling to speak, the rattle seemed a poor and primitive substitute for the perfect articulation of a mood or thought, a temper, or a loneliness. Wouldn't end approximate. But with the acquisition of the thing called speech, and did I not read books? Oh, books and dictionaries. Did I not scour libraries? I did. I crawled shelves long together. One new word. I tracked it by its spoor, its scent. I tracked, I hunted it. Now it's... Obvious to me, speech is...